Welcome to another episode of Sex and Fries, where we age gracefully or as a hot mess, sometimes trying to put it all together. Today, I want to talk about crying, misery, the grief process. All those happy thoughts that we try to... Yeah, they're not happy thoughts. I want to talk about how we try to be so positive in life, where this affirmations and positive thinking and all that kind of thing seem to be like shoved down our throats to cover up our misery. Yeah, it's going to be a little hard to talk about, but I'm sure we'll get through it. Sure, you asked the question, why put the goat in there? Well, we started out with the goat sound, just randomly popping up in our podcast. So I thought, since I'm going to be talking about misery and trying to get over your misery by not covering it up with a lot of fluffy, positive stuff, I hope you just kind of laugh at the goat. Anyway, so I hate to cry. No, I hate to cry. I will avoid it as much as possible. I don't watch sappy shows. I turn away when I feel my eyes going to well up. And I seem to have this trigger that it does it very often. I mean, it feels like I could cry at parades or when the anthems, any songs, anything will trigger my eyes to well up and feel this weird emotion. So it's always been kind of embarrassing. You know, like, why are you crying? Which is one of the worst questions you could ask me. But I try to avoid any kind of tears. But obviously it's not very healthy to do that. It's sort of like if you start crying, maybe you'll never stop crying. So you try to keep it all in. So lately, it's probably hormones or, you know, whatever is going on, but I've been very weepy. Like, just, you know, and my husband will say, why are you crying? It's like, things are sad. Things are getting to me. I mean, we're in that new normal. That will never be normal. And I have an anniversary of my mother's death coming up at the end of this month. And it always seems to just internally trigger an emotional mess inside. Trying to, you know, figure out why I'm feeling crazy on that day. And then I realize it was something that I had lived through 4 years ago. And now my body and my mind are trying to make sense of it still. I don't know if that'll ever go away. And there's sometimes I don't want it to. Have you ever been hurt so bad that you just keep going over and over and over again? You know, like going through your mind and seeing what happened, reliving, wanting to talk about it, trying to figure it out. And you don't want to be happy or to forget. That misery seems to be your comfort. It starts to surround you in something that, if you let it go, it means that you'll forget it. I don't know if that makes sense. It's like those memories, the bad memories, have to be there along with the good memories. And then you wonder if that pain is ever going to go away. But you don't want it to. Because they're memories, right? You don't want to forget something that was so important. But anyway, so trying to avoid the crying, but also trying to deal with pain and grief, and then feeling guilty that you're going through it and needing to talk about it. I don't know if anybody else can kind of connect with that. But there's just some times where you just want to be miserable. It's like you need that misery to hang on to, but not all the time. It's just, don't you have to go through the miserable and be okay with being miserable for even a little bit before you can put some sunshine over it? I find that, you know, you try to talk to people and they don't want to see you sad or miserable. So they kind of don't talk about it. Or they try to, you know, just think of the good things. Pick yourself up. You know, maybe you should start meditating. Maybe you need to get out. You know, all the advice of trying to make you happy when all you want to do is actually be miserable. Obviously, I believe in talking about things and not keeping them in. That's why I have a podcast that pretty much talks about all that stuff you don't want to talk about. But I do believe that no matter what you're feeling, you should not be pressured into just being happy all the time. I mean, if you're miserable, you're miserable. If you're sad, you're sad. There's only one way to get out of hell, and that is to go through it. No matter what you go through in your life, you need to be on top of all your emotions. Maybe you're known for having a smile on your face all the time, you know, and bringing people up and, you know, being that really joyful person. And you don't have to be anything for anybody else, but you do need to talk about everything that goes on inside your brain sometimes so that you know it's okay not to be okay at this moment. And it's also okay to get through it. It's okay to be unreasonable, to go a little crazy, to go outside and scream, to be frustrated with life, to feel sad, to be confused. If we just keep trying to cover it up over and over again, it's never going to go away. We're just going to stockpile this inside our brains until you start to cry and you can't stop. And believe me, I've kind of been there at a point in my life. So it's hard to accept sadness in your life when you're trying to support other people, to give a little sunshine, but you don't have to do it 24/7. I mean, I don't want you to just, you know, be sad all the time, but I want you to be okay to be sad sometimes. To let your misery be acknowledged and dealt with and know the reason for it. Or maybe you have like no reason. Maybe you're just in a freaking bad mood. But not to smile all the time. Your smile is brighter when it's built on healing and the power of getting to know yourself. And sometimes that is a miserable way to go. But anyways, sorry this podcast wasn't like, you know, a bunch of sunshine and, you know, whatever. But I'm hoping that you find your positive side, your rainbows, your little pot of gold, your funny side, your happy side, and your sexy side outside of your misery. But just keep yourself happy and miserable. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Sex and Fries, where we talk about everything and anything. To get another dose of Sex and Fries, you can visit the website at sexandfries.com, or also on the website amberormsby.com. It's AmberOrmsBee.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss another riveting episode. And stay sexy, get naked. We'll talk to you next time.